Euphemisms are fundamental to government control of society. For some strange reason, the right euphemism can cause people to put up with things they would vigorously resist if they were called by their proper names. Taxation is, of course, a euphemism for armed robbery. Our use of the word taxation when we should be saying armed robbery is a symptom of cognitive dissonance that greatly impedes the progress of humanity towards peace and prosperity. Taxation may be the most familiar euphemism we have for acts of violent expropriation, but there are many more. Just consult a few statements by government officials to get a complete list. If you hope to debate a statist using government-approved euphemisms, you have lost the debate before you opened your mouth. The authoritarians have been lording it over the rest of us for so long that their point of view is built right into the language we use. We need to change that. We need to call it what it really is. Don't say taxation, say armed robbery. Don't say license fee, say armed robbery. Don't say fine, say armed robbery. If we can win the ideological struggle, if we can get a significant portion of intellectuals to stop using state-approved euphemisms, if we can get a significant portion of the population to understand what is really going on, if we can do those things, we can win the struggle without violence and social disruption. It's possible to win without even being impolite if enough people get with the program. The state doesn't just use euphemisms for armed robbery. There are government-approved euphemisms for every crime. Murder is execution, capital punishment, or war, etc. Kidnapping is incarceration, or perhaps detention. Fraud is often referred to as education, or perhaps a public service announcement. And of course, there are the euphemisms for counterfeiting, like quantitative easing and monetary loosening. Our long servitude under the control of the authoritarians has polluted our language and our thought. We need to clean up our semantic act and just use the simple and accepted terms to describe government activities. Murder, kidnapping, armed robbery, burglary, theft, and fraud are sufficient to describe most of what the government does. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.